Union members from the American Federation of State, County and Municipal Employees wore green t-shirts and protested the budget that includes a nearly $50 million cut to operations and layoffs of more than 90 county employees. The union members shared their concern about how the ongoing consolidation and the privatization of county services will undermine workers as well as the county itself.
Cutting jobs and privatizing the work that the community and the county workers do is it's just not cost effective. It's very expensive in the long run. They're going to end up costing themselves more money.
That was Jerry Ryles, who has worked for 21 years as a full-time electrician for Hillsborough County. Many employees like Ryles have worked for the county for decades and know the ins and outs of the trade. But union members said private contractors might not have the same expertise.
Cutting those resources, we've already been cut. You know, we're down to minimal staff as it is, and we're still maintaining it and still keeping it up, and we're still doing a good job.
Ryles has not gotten a raise for the past 5 years. That's despite having to work harder lately after the layoffs of about 7 county electricians. Ryles said county electricians earn between $15 and $20 an hour, and there are only 10 of them covering the 300 county buildings. The new budget will affect parks and recreation department the most.
These jobs that are cutting from parks, these are not high-paid employees. These are pretty much, like Mr. Miller said, the backbone of the county. And they do a lot of work and, you know, don't make a lot of money. So, you know, cutting these positions, you know, there's people walking around in this county center that's, you know, got $22,000 a year raises that aren't doing any more than they did last year. And the commission basically hasn't taken any cuts. Their whole department is receiving 4% raises.
Mark Carranza works for the county's water department, and he, too, wore a green t-shirt.
This fight has just started. We see privatization everywhere. What we're concerned about is that they continue to give us less tools to do our jobs. And when we fail to do the jobs, then they say, well, then we might as well privatize it. And that's really our biggest concern, is don't set us up to fail.
Carranza has worked for the county for the past 33 years. His mood was not completely pessimistic after the public hearing.
I think we're more influential than maybe we thought we were originally. How many minds we changed, I'm not sure. I think we need to do more work at convincing the commissioners that we are viable, that we are worth keeping, that we do provide a service to the community.
The budget passed by a vote of 5-2. Democratic commissioners Les Miller and Kevin Beckner voted against it.
It's been a very tough budget year, and one of the reasons why I voted no is that there's too many unanswered questions about our RIF policy that's been in place, and I don't believe that there's been a shared sacrifice throughout our organization. I think too much of this has been on the back of our frontline employees, and so I just couldn't support the budget.
Beckner expressed his gratitude toward the county employees and called the process painful.
It's been a tough environment for our frontline employees, and I really appreciate and have a lot of gratitude for all the work that they have done in our county. And like I said, my main concern right now is the employees that are being let go, to make sure that the process was fair and that we did our job here, and that's also why we've referred this over to civil service to review the RIF process.
Beckner disagrees with some of the methods that were used to determine layoffs, such as reapplication interviews employees had to go through for jobs they already held.
Hopefully we're going to have, again, a complete review of the policy and making sure that it's fair and it's equitable for everyone, understanding that we're going through very difficult times right now, but the most important thing is that everybody is treated fair and equally.
Both Miller and Beckner received applause from the audience during the public hearing. To find out more about the budget, visit our website wmnf.org/news. Reporting from downtown Tampa for WMNF News, this is Alessandra Dapra.